issues of life are like shadows that no one can run away from. It is no respecter of race, culture, status, and gender. So you got to brace up to face the man behind your mask.
Okay, you gotta brace up to face the man behind the mask. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how high the mountain seems to be, you gotta keep yelling at it till it leaves you. Life is deeper than the ocean, different people, different culture. Follow Jesus, he's the savior, he's the holy one from Zion. No more crying, wiping tears. You don't have to be this bad, the devil's job is to make you fear. But with the panic crisis, yeah, the world is really darker. Only Jesus is the lighter, everybody is a fighter. But with Jesus, you'll be winner. This is real life issues, and nobody got an excuse. We've got to rule and stop to go, we love to stop, we fight.
This is real life issues with Papa.
We were born to build a substance, but we lost it, but we're fighting.
Fight for your life. Fight for your destiny.
You gotta fight, baby.
You will win.
You were born a winner.
We are born to win.
You're a champion.
That is it. Hello. This is Real Life Issues with Abba. I'm glad to come your way once again with a fresh episode of Real Life Issues. I remain your brother and friend, Abba Ogban. So I am happy to introduce a wonderful topic to you today. The topic simply says jealousy and envy. Jealousy and envy is common amongst us. We are human. I have been jealous of something, of somebody before. I have been envious of something and somebody before. Okay, so it is not strange whether you're saved or you're born again Christian, you're a believer, whether you're not saved, these emotions are common among human beings. That's why I have to talk about it today. It is very pertinent and important that we address issues like this so that when we feel that when we have them, we will not beat ourselves up and feel that it is strange. Okay, so right now I want you to understand that jealousy occurs when we want to keep what we have. This is actually true. When you want to keep what you have, you're kind of protective about this thing. You're possessive about this thing, and you want to keep it by all means. And whatever tries to, you know, come in between you and that thing you love so much, it makes you become jealous. So in the process of you trying to keep what you value, you become jealous. Okay, we become jealous when we are afraid of losing something in our life we value. When you value something, you are afraid of losing it, and so jealousy will definitely come. It is inevitable. Okay, but in the end we will realize that it is actually how you deal with these things that matters. Envy, on the other hand, is when we want something we don't have. That is true. When you want something you don't have, you become envious. Maybe now your friend is successful, your friend is beautiful, your friend is handsome, and you wish you were the one. Your friend is making good money, and you're envious of your friend's wealth. Your friend marries, and you're not married. And you're envious of that, your friend. It's actually normal, okay? You are not an alien. So listen to me to the end. You'll understand that this is something we have to consciously deal with, okay? So envy is based on the desire to possess something. Something someone else has, but we do not. We want to have. We want to possess. We want to also feel good. But remember, the needs of man are insatiable. That's what we learn in economy. The more you have, the more you want to have more. And that is where greed comes in. We will talk about greed some other day. But let's just address this one today. And there are a few other things that happen when we become jealousy, and we become jealous rather, and envious. And one of them is that whenever we become or we feel jealous or envious, it is easy for us to develop the emotions that take over our focus. You know, it possesses our focus. This thing takes over our focus, and before you know it, your mind is focused on these emotions. Okay, so feeling shadow is what we call it. Feeling shadow emotions is what we call it, like jealousy and envy. It's normal, like I said, a part of the human experience. It's part of the experience you have as human beings. But how do you deal with these things? There are consequences of these things. And a heart that loves hardly envies, a heart that loves hardly feel jealous, it will come. Remember I said hardly. Okay, so when we begin to jealous our friends, our brothers, our sisters, our co-workers, our colleagues, we hate them for no reason. We start tarnishing their images. We start to gossip them. And these things are not part of what God wants us to do. So we have to deal with this feeling called envy and jealousy. So how do you deal with these things? Number one, you have to be aware, like I mentioned earlier on, be aware that this thing is actually happening in your life, in your mind, and you're feeling this way about somebody. You're feeling it. So when you're aware of this, you're able to quickly deal with it. And that is why I always say that we ought to be conscious of what we think about, because it all begins with a thought. So when you trace what you think about, you're able to track how you feel about someone or about something. Okay, so I want you to be aware, always be aware of how you feel about something. And another thing I have to say is that whenever you feel this way, learn to tell the person you're feeling this way, with. Just tell the person, this is how I feel about you. I don't know, I've been angry with my friends, and I said, this is how I feel about you. And the moment I told them, it gets off my mind. You know, you have to tell somebody, I'm envious, I'm jealous of you, I don't know why. And the person will tell you, and you may even laugh over it, and before you know it, it leaves you. Another point is that there has to be a reality check. Most times this envy and jealousy comes as a result of what we see on social media. We see our friends dressed very well. I see our friends saying some things, posting some nice things on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and the rest of them. Remember, before they post these things have been filtered. They will not tell the negative part of it. They all want to tell you good things that happened to them. How they have bought cars, how they have married, how they have, do one of the things or carry out one project or the other that is successful. They won't tell you about their failures. So there has to be a reality check that whatever you see shouldn't spring up envy in your mind or jealousy. So understand that many persons on social media are living a fake life. So don't follow those things in order for you not to, find yourself in this trap. Another thing is love yourself. Love yourself. Love what you have. Love the level you find yourself. When you love yourself, that is the best form of love ever. The truth is, you cannot give what you don't have. You have to give what you have. So for you to be able to love some other person, you have to love yourself first of all. Learn to love yourself by all means. Appreciate what you have. Okay, that's another point too. Express gratitude. Express gratitude. At the point where you express gratitude, you're able, to overcome this. Another thing is seek support. Tell someone about it. This is how you feel. And a person can help you, okay? So also render service. Serve people. Don't care. Don't even mind how you feel. Most times it's difficult to even profess love when we get angry, especially if we are married or we have boyfriends or girlfriends. You can't even tell that when you're in a relationship with somebody and you get angry with the person, it's even difficult to say, I love you at that point. But do you know that this other point, you should even confess it the more. It's difficult because you're confessing something that's opposite to what you're feeling. Okay? So, I want to charge you. Even the Bible says that it is not right for us to be envious. So, don't envy anybody. No matter what happens, even if it comes, you have to consciously fight it and make sure that you deal with it. The book of Romans chapter 1 verse 26 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. You see, jealousy and envy are things that are not convenient. So when you meditate on these things, meditate on envy, you stay on it, you see that your mind becomes reprobate. And at that point, you can't repent from your feelings up towards somebody or towards something. Verse 29 says, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. So at the point where you cannot retain morality, you can't remember the laws of God, what God told you, God will let you be. Please don't get to the point where God will let you be. I've always prayed that, God, I won't get to the point where you just let me be. No, please strive. When these feelings come, strive with them. Try to push them away. Be aware of them. Deal with them. Most times for people, what we do is to oppress, to suppress it. Don't suppress it. Be real. Be real with yourself. Okay? Be real with yourself and deal with these feelings squarely. God hates it. God hates envy. Remember when I started, I told you that it is human experience. It is what you have to feel as human beings. But how you deal with it matters. So, at this point, I will also advise you to please appreciate what you have. Like I mentioned, love yourself. Learn to love one another. Love is a conscious thing. Do it with all of your mind. Tell yourself, I want to love this person regardless of what he has, regardless of what he is. He is my friend, he's my brother. The Bible says we should love one another. Love your brother. So don't profess that you love God if you can't love your brother or your sister, that friend of yours, that colleague in the office. If you don't love them, there is no way you can love God. God wants us to, first of all, love our brothers and sisters. Love yourselves. It is at this point that even when envy comes, jealousy comes, you can tell it, no, you are not staying in my heart. I have chosen to love this person, and I want to love this person. Nothing will stop me. Thank you very much at this point, and I know you've learned one or two things. Please do well to drop any comment if you have to. This is just a platform where we air our minds and have to learn from each other. We are all asking God every day to help us get to the point where we can stay without all these things in our minds. May God not hand us over to reprobate minds, please. Learn to deal with these feelings. Okay? They are shadows of emotional feelings. Deal with them, and God will definitely help you. I remain your brother and friend, Abba Ogban. I will definitely come your way once again with a very interesting episode of Real Life Issues. Stay blessed, and God bless you.
Issues of life are like shadows that no one can run away from. It is no respecter of race, culture, status, and gender. So you got to brace up to face the man behind your mask.
Okay, you gotta brace up to face the man behind the mask.
That's what's up. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how high the mountain seems to be, you gotta keep yelling at it till it leaves you. Life is deeper than the ocean, different people, different culture. Follow Jesus, He's the Savior, He's the Holy One from Zion. No more crying, wiping tears. You don't have to be this bad, the devil's job is to make you fear. But quit the panic, Christ is here. The world is really darker, only Jesus is the lighter. Everybody is a fighter, but with Jesus you'll be winner. This is real life issues and nobody got an answer. People go through the stuff to but we love to stop, we fight, fight.
This is real life issues with Papa.
We were born to really stop this, but we lost it, but we fight.
Fight for your life. Fight for your destiny.
You gotta fight, baby.
You will win.
You were born a winner.
We're born to win.
You're a champion.
That is it.